Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by looking forward to the upcoming legislative session that begins in January. Talk to us about what happens right at the beginning and the process that goes on as we begin a new session.
Well, the 2017-18 session of the legislature will begin on Tuesday, January 3rd, with members taking their oath of office in the House chamber in Harrisburg. The oath of office will be taken at noon, and the ceremony will include the adoption of House rules, the election of the Speaker of the House, and a joint session with the State Senate to certify the 2016 election results. There's going to be live streaming of the event at my website at repcauser.com. And certainly I look forward to the next legislative session. We have many challenges ahead of us, including the state budget. I look forward to tackling those challenges and continuing to represent rural Pennsylvania to the very best of my ability.
And speaking of representing rural Pennsylvania, the few days after swearing in, one of the biggest and most amazing things that happens in the state, the Farm Show, takes place. Talk to us about this event in Harrisburg.
Well, the Pennsylvania Farm Show is a huge event that showcases the very best in agriculture and what the Commonwealth has to offer. The Pennsylvania Farm Show features over 6,000 animals, 10,000 competitive exhibits, and 300 commercial exhibitors. This is our number one industry, and the Farm Show this year will kick off on Saturday, January 7th, and run for a whole week. Admission to the show is free, but there is a fee for parking. It's a $15 per vehicle fee, and shuttle service is available. There is more information available at the Farm Show website at farmshow.state.pa.us.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is very timely considering the cold weather we've been having, and that's the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. Talk to us about this program and how it could benefit folks.
This is a very important program that is funded by the federal government and administered by the state and provides home heating assistance for low-income families who are in need of help with paying for their heating bills. The program also provides crisis grants to help residents in the event of a home heating emergency due to broken equipment, lack of fuel, or termination of utility services. The income eligibility guidelines for this program are set at 150% of the federal poverty income level. For individuals, that amounts to $17,820, and for a family of four, it's $36,450. So it's a very important program. You can apply by contacting the county assistance office in the county in which you reside, or certainly by contacting one of my district offices for more information.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, are a pair of plans that will help folks pay for college or afford to get to college. The first we'd like to talk about is the PA 529 Savings Plan. Talk to us about this.
Well, the Pennsylvania Treasury offers the Pennsylvania 529 Guaranteed Savings Plan and also the Pennsylvania 529 Investment Plan. There are two plans, two options for families to consider when saving for college for their children. The 529 Savings Plan is offering a free enrollment through the end of the year. That's a $50 savings for all new accounts that are opened before December 31st, so that deadline's coming up very quickly. The investment plan has very low fees and is an opportunity to invest as you see fit to save money for college tuition at a later time. Contributions to PA 529 plans are deductible from Pennsylvania income taxes and grow tax-free when used for qualified educational expenses. So these are excellent plans to save for college for your children, and there's more information available at pa529.com.
And the other plan that we're promoting is the PA House Scholarship. Talk to us about this and how to apply.
Well, every year it's important for students to be looking for scholarships that are available, and the Pennsylvania House of Representatives offers a scholarship for two students in the Commonwealth who are preparing for post-secondary education, and these are four-year scholarships that are awarded through this program. The scholarships are open to graduating high school seniors who are Pennsylvania residents with plans to attend a Pennsylvania college, university, or career school. As a full-time student, students must maintain a minimum 3.0 grade point average in high school in order to be eligible for the scholarship. Students' commitment to community, leadership qualities, extracurricular activities, and financial need are also taken into consideration. The scholarship program is administered through the Foundation for Enhancing Communities. So the program is privately funded. No tax dollars or public funds are used for this particular program. And scholarships are awarded through an independent panel of judges chosen by the foundation. To secure an application for the scholarship, you can go to my website at repcauser.com. And the application deadline is March 1st.
And Representative, it's that season where the season's greetings are in order. What do you have to say to the people out there?
I'd like to wish everyone in my district a very Merry Christmas and best wishes for a Happy New Year. I look forward to serving you in 2017 and certainly would encourage anyone who needs assistance with any matter to contact one of my district offices.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Martin Causer.